Morning Watch, Living a Christian Life and Church Life Under the Government of God for the Economy of God. Week 4, Becoming a Reproduction of Christ and Experiencing Christ as the Shepherd of Our Souls. Tuesday, Related Verses. Galatians 2, verse 20. I am crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but it is Christ who lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live in faith. The faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me. John 6, verse 57. As the living Father has sent me, and I live because of the Father, so he who eats me, he also shall live because of me. Galatians 1 verse 16. To reveal his Son in me, that I might announce him as the gospel among the Gentiles, immediately I did not confer with flesh and blood. Colossians 3 verses 4, 10, and 11. Verse 4. When Christ our life is manifested, then you also will be manifested with him in glory. Verses 10 and 11. And have put on the new man, which is being renewed unto full knowledge according to the image of him who created him, where there cannot be Greek and Jew, circumcision and uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free man, but Christ is all and in all. John 14, verses 16 to 19. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another Comforter, that he may be with you forever, even the Spirit of reality, whom the world cannot receive, because it does not behold him or know him, but you know him, because he abides with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I am coming to you. Yet a little while, and the world beholds me no longer, but you behold me. Because I live, you also shall live. Related Reading. We come now to the very important and vital matter of Christ being the one who lives within the believers so that they may live him. Christ is not only our life, he as a person lives in us. All Christians need to realize that we have another person, Christ, living in us. We need to see the vision that the very one who died on the cross to redeem us is now living within us. Christ, on the one hand, is in the third heavens, but on the other hand, he lives within us. Christ became the life-giving Spirit in order that he might live in us. Without being the life-giving Spirit, it would not be possible for the heavenly Christ to live in us. As the life-giving Spirit, he lives within us. Now we have Christ, not only as our life, but also as our person. Because he lives in us, we should take him as our person and live him. In Galatians 2, verse 20, Paul says, Christ lives in me. For Christ to live in us does not mean that he lives instead of us. In Galatians 2, verse 20, Paul says, on the one hand, no longer I. On the other hand, Christ lives in me. The phase in me is of great importance. Yes, it is Christ who lives, but he lives in us. In order to understand how Christ can live in us, we need to consider John 14. Before his death and resurrection, the Lord Jesus said to the disciples, "Because I live, you also shall live." Christ lives in us by causing us to live with him. Christ does not live alone. He lives in us and with us. He lives in us by enabling us to live with him. we have not been altogether ruled out, and our life has not been exchanged for the divine life. We continue to exist, but we exist with the triune God. The triune God who now dwells within us causes us to live with Christ. Hence, Christ lives in us through our living with him. In John 6, verse 57, the Lord Jesus said, "As the living Father has sent me, and I live because of the Father, so he who eats me, he also shall live because of me." The Son did not live by himself. However, this does not mean that the Son was set aside and ceased to exist. The Son, of course, continued to exist, but he did not live his own life. Instead, he lived the life of the Father. In this way, the Son and the Father had one life and one living. It is the same in our relationship with Christ today. We and Christ do not have two lives. We have one life and one living. We live by him and he lives in us. If we do not live, he does not live. And if he does not live, we cannot live. On the one hand, we are terminated. On the other hand, we continue to exist. But we do not exist without Christ. Christ lives within us, and we live with him. Therefore, we and he have one life and one living. Paul's word in Galatians 2, verse 20 about Christ living in us is definite and emphatic. There is no ambiguity here. Paul clearly says that Christ, as a person, lives in us. This Christ, who lives in us, is the pneumatic Christ, the Christ who is the Spirit. Now that he dwells in us as a Spirit, we need to learn how to let him live in us and how to live together with him. A normal believer is a person who has one life and one living with Christ. We are one Spirit with him. We have one life with him, and now we should be one person with him. Sooner or later, those who seek the Lord realize that someone divine, heavenly, eternal, and spiritual lives in them as a person. If we see this, we shall also see that just as he lived because of the Father, we should now live because of him, taking him as our person.